The Great Fiend Conspiracy, R.I.P. New Jack, and Raj and Dave Meltzer are fucking idiots. All right, let's begin with The Great Fiend Conspiracy. And you know, whenever I say The Great Conspiracy and add some wrestler's name, I am referring to a WWE positive narrative that has no fucking evidence! So, we have this rumor going around, I think it started with Ringside News, that The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, is not being booked on WWE because he is going through, quote, mental health problems. See, the problem with that is, there's no proof of it whatsoever. In fact, people have been asking behind the scenes at WWE, and Bray Wyatt has actually been to some tapings, seems perfectly happy. He's just not being booked, brother! I wonder why. Well, we don't need to know why. All we need to know is that Vince and the writers at WWE are full of shit, and they changed the end to that Fiend Bray Wyatt slash Randy Orton match at WrestleMania last minute for no fucking reason at all. We know that because the entire feud was totally on the fly. This goes back to my contention in the card world that WWE cards cannot have, that is modern ones, cannot have long-term value because the booking is so random and shitty. All right, moving on, let us give thanks to the life of New Jack. I don't know his real name, but it doesn't matter. No one knew his real name. We all knew him as New Jack. I have a very limited, very limited nostalgia, very limited exposure to New Jack. This is weird, I know, especially to the old-time ECW fans, but I'm a new fucking fan of professional wrestling. I don't have same biases. I have all new, different, yummy ones. And I have all new and different memories. But, sorry. New Jack, the one memory I have is seeing him at the ICW No Holds Barred show. I think 3 on IWTV, Independent Wrestling TV. He showed up unannounced, as far as I know. It was a big surprise, and everyone was screaming terrified. And I just seen Homicide pile drive Schalk onto a fucking chair, and then put a Mike Myers mask over his head with bleach, and choke him with barbed wire. You can actually go back into the archive of the Dirtbag Sheets and hear a little story about me watching that and the week I watched it, in real time, sort of. So New Jack showed up just after that, and even so, everyone was surprised, everyone was shocked, everyone was afraid. You know, no one was more scary than New Jack. So rest in peace, brother. Rest in peace. On to some other, I would say less sad things, but certainly no less annoying. Let us talk about Raj of Wrestling Inc. Raj on his Twitter said that hardcore, that is, you know, sort of deathmatch wrestling, is not wrestling and shouldn't exist. Well, Raj, I would just submit to you that that is exactly what your WWE handlers told you to say, and it's very brave of you to do what they tell you to do at all times. Moving on, we have Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer is not always a WWE lapdog, but he is often compared to his co-host Brian Alvarez, or honestly, the normal host of The Observer. Now, he's done a couple terrible, stupid things recently. He had Bill, I think his name is Bill Mitchell, on his show, the fucking asshole who had all these discredited Brody Lee stories when Brody Lee was passing away that caused him to lose his job and become alienated from the entire wrestling journalism industry. Dave Meltzer made a huge fucking mistake by having him on the show because that guy made his bed. He needs to lie in it. I mean, he repeated his stupid shit over and over and over again, even though people told him to stop. He had the possibility to repair his reputation and continue with his I would say to a certain extent, no matter how little they paid him, dream job of being a quote unquote wrestling journalist, he had lots of opportunities. So he didn't take them. He harmed the Brody Lee family, the Harper family, with his disgusting rumors. And Dave Meltzer has him on the show. Dave Meltzer has him on the show the same day. Dave Meltzer has this this tweet where he's eulogizing New Jack while talking specifically about how he wasn't the right fit for WCW and WWF. Because, again, just like the Bray Wyatt narrative is a WWE positive narrative, which maybe I didn't say that clearly enough. It is a WWE positive narrative that excuses poor booking and poor decision-making, brother. The same can be said for some of Dave Meltzer's recent behavior. But this whole notion that we should talk about New Jack's failures in regards to two companies, one of which doesn't exist anymore, been eaten up by the other one, rather than just talk about New Jack. And maybe even, and this is a thing that I've noticed too with, Macho Man, with other people who these stupid WWE marks can't fucking understand, don't want to go back to the WWE. Maybe New Jack never wanted to go to the fucking WWF, David. A Meltzer, maybe he didn't want to go to the fucking WWF because he knew that he could not be himself there. He cannot be his scary, slicey self. You know, they never think of this. The old guard never thinks of this. All they think about is money. And I must say that they think about money in ways that their forefathers did not, right? There was this whole vibrant community of wrestlers who were making loads of money in a way that wasn't shameful, in my opinion. But you all gave that up. You all succumbed to the WWE. And it's just gross. Stop it. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening to this news update rant, brothers. You can find me at Leftendo. Keep listening to Dirtbag Sheets. I am way behind on my actual wrestling. That's why I didn't talk about it. I will get into that. Watch it today. So, have a good day. Enjoy wrestling. Bye-bye.